I'll start to start recording. Beseder. Today we're doing Yud Aleph. I'm going to just Yud Aleph, but I just looked at the old edition, and we kind of the breakup that it told me where Yud Aleph began was much further down. So we went into Yud Aleph, I think, on your Dapim. But what's interesting is we got up to Amar Reb Zeibar Hada Amra Ed Zoma in Reb Saba Beit Din. Okay, and it stopped there. Now the Haggadah Tzionim in my edition actually said this is another one of those cases where we have a one of these Geresh or a Gashtinan Sham. So we have to sort of take a huge piece that's the beginning of a piece from Basefta Baba Kama. And that's on our oh sorry. I said it's in my edition Chafzayin Amud Bet, but in yours it would be Lamed Aleph Amud Bet, pretty much. That's where we're going from. So there, if you remember, the discussion was, and the reason why why we do our Gerus Sinan Sham, we'll go through it because it's relevant to this sugya, is because there was talking about multiple sets of witnesses regarding Geneva and Shechita or Mechira. So the double payment plus the 405 payment. And it also does a comparison towards the end, which we'll get to in terms of like sets of witnesses where they combine, how do they compromise each other, things like that. We'll get to that soon. With our sugya as well, because we've just said in our Mishnah multiple sets of witnesses for establishing chazaka, year one, year two, year three. So let's go through it now. So Amar Reb Zeira says, and this relates to the sugya there, Had Amar Edzum Im Saba Beit Din Ela Ma'amatz Mohu Nifsal. So the question is, if someone it is found to be a false witness, when do we say he's now pasul? Do we say he's a pasul witness from the time he was found to be false, obviously including the testimony he made? Or do we say retroactively? Okay, in terms of how we establish it. So just to explain, I'll read this is Mara Fulda from there actually, but it says Amar Reb Zeira, Hada Amra Ed Zoma Minuf Salva Beit Din. It says Beperek Shmini De Truma Mavoar. The whole expression. This is just to explain the terminology of Inuf Sal Ela Beit Din. It means Mekano La Ba and not Ma'afre. Okay. However, in our case, Vatayik La Misayfer De Matnitin De Tnan Nimtzah Chamin Rashonim Zomemim Batla Kol Ha'Idut. So this is referring to not our case. That case, if one of the Rishonim, meaning those that aiding by the Gzela, are found to be false, the whole thing falls apart. The Gemara and then he says, if you say that Enim Zomim are only found out to be false, Mikano Lahaba, meaning from the time that we're found to be determined to be false, then Lama Bitlu, why does a whole Eidut fall apart? Meaning, I understand if there was no theft, obviously there could not have been a Mechira and Shechita as well, because one builds on the other, really. Because the whole chiyuv of 4 and 5 is it was stolen and then he sold or slaughtered it. But if we're trying to establish the second set of witnesses being Edim Zomim or something like that, then at the time that they testified, the first set of witnesses wasn't yet found to be something wrong with them, Nifsal, and nothing wrong with them. Of that be false. So that testimony is still a good testimony. So why can't we find there to be false witnesses there and then on that case? Ella, mikanola, we have to say that the reason why the whole thing falls apart and you can't now find the second set of witnesses regarding, say, for that he's shechted or he sold it as being false, is because once if something was nifsal, the first set of witnesses, we go back and make the whole thing pasul retroactively. So therefore, it means that by the time the second set of witnesses tried to testify, it was built on nothing. That's why it's not. That's why the whole thing falls apart. Now, Gemara, he adds, why did the Tana need to say, oh, it means Gneva in Mechira, like without one, you don't have the other? Simply to say, like we just said. No, you can understand with one set of one Eidut, but with Shtei Kitot, maybe with two sets of witnesses, because if there's two sets of witnesses, we still need to say ein gneiva ein mechira. Okay, because there's two sets of witnesses. Okay, the Gemara now says rejects that. Now the way I explain hatraya achat, it literally means one warning. But if that it also it came together, if you like, hatraya achat. It says b'tanichem. Sorry, let's continue. Amr Rabbi Yossi b'mendavrim b'shtei kita ediot b'shtei hatrayot. So just to explain hatraya achat is. Because it came with one hatraya, like one edut, if you like, all came together, then that's why you don't have to rely on retroactivity to then puzzle, if you like, to make irrelevant the edut of Gneva and, sorry, not the edut, edut Mechira Tficha. Because if it's all together, it's like one edut to the sense that Batot Mitzata Matakula. Because you formed them as being one thing, not like two consecutive things. You have to now say, I have to rely on retroactivity. So in other words, the fact that batal mitzata mata kula might have nothing to do with, I mean, sorry, has like, we can't mashma anything with respect to how and when an ed is found to be false, whether how we go back, or we kind of love out, there's nothing. As it says, Vatanika. Amar Rabbi Yossi, b'med v'rim amarim. So this Amar Rabbi Yossi refers to, it says, Marful says, kai on the sefer, if you like. Nimtza achronim zomim. Okay. B'shtei kita ediot, b'shtei atreot. You got two sets of witnesses and two warnings, or like two testimonies. Aval b'edot achat batrei achat, but if it's one edot or they came together, batrei achat, we say, it's like type of one edot, if you like, it's one or the other. It says, once it's formed together, that's why we have this din that if it's actually one, either one edot, as soon as part of it's parcel, the whole thing falls apart. Okay. The Mara says, Umal kol edot shebatal mitzat batakola. I just add before that, it says, if you have a look here, the Marful says, Mishum keman shebatra achat, since it came with like one warning, it says, Nase hakol ke'edot achat. It makes it all like one edot. And the Mefarshim explaining it was one edot, but that's why hatra achat is like sort of they can't it, same incident, if you like. That makes it one like one edot, vekeman shebatla miktzata batla kula. Okay. The Gemara says, Uzumal kol edot shebatla miktzat batla kula. So the Gemara says, now, Hayu omdimu me'idim alav be'asar b'nisan. Because the question Mahu is, Marfuda says it's coming to somehow include another case. So that case is as follows. Because it says call, the term call. The festival on the 10th of Nisan, that he stole on the first Nisan, and he came and then also shefted and slaughtered on the 10th of Nisan. Who's more now found to be Zomim on the 15th of Nisan? If you remember, Rabbi Yisrael last time asked a question, how can he be found Zomim on the 15th of Nisan? There's no Beit Din sitting on the 15th of Nisan. But that was a question we sort of had left hanging. Mefarshim explained that there's another Gerus that's actually earlier on they were found to be Zomim, but we'll leave it at that for the moment. We say, Kol Eidut She Idu Ma'asra Benisan Achamishasa Benisan, Lamafreya, Harehu Penem Psulot. So if they're found to be false witnesses, in other words, they're found to be false on the 15th regarding a testimony that they said on the 10th. Anything from the 10th, or Asarash, there's probably another Gerusa change here, probably from Mibet Nisan. Again, different Gerusas there. But all the way back, if you like, Ma'asara, going back, we say it's Lamafreya Hupsulot. So the simple understanding is we found them to be false witnesses later on regarding testimony they made much earlier on. So therefore, we just said that any testimony from that point onwards, from when they made that testimony, are going to be psulot. Mashmat answer be supporting the position that lemafreya nifsal. Gemara says Amar Baba Mamal Tifta b'miida b'kerech echad b'leishma menaklum. And the way we explain it, Kamar Fulda, by the way, all Mepharshim explain this whole sugya like there's quite a lot of variation in understandings here. But he says b'kerech echad means toch kidei dibur. So the other eduyot that they're going to be considered pasul for retroactively is not because it's retroactively being pasul, it's just those other ones that were toch kedei dibur with that testimony. So it's considered like one edot. So a pasul, that testimony, and anything that's like nigrar acharav as a result of being toch kedei dibur. That's what we're saying. So again, it's not necessarily a proof that it's pasul mafreya. It could be Aiden Zomi and pasul mekana labah. It's just in this situation, because the other testimonies of toch kedei dibur, it's like it was linked in, if you like, to that original that testimony that they found to be Zomim and therefore impacted as a result. Okay. Next says Vatani Ken, as it says as follows. Hen hayu arishonim v'hen ha'achronim huzmu brishona im b'kach klum b'shnia harei elu shtei yodiot. So what's this referring to? I'll read you now the Marafulda. He says, Hagim Nimtze, this is now referring now to our case. That's why we have this Garcia and Sham. That's why we imported this whole sugya that so far didn't really sound like it applied to us, because now it's impacting, it's coming to our sugya. Our sugya, again, we've got three sets of witnesses. So now our mission of three sets of witnesses regarding year number one, year number two, and year number three to establish the chazaka. Okay? But the Tosefta says, if you find the first cut Zomemet, well, you've still got year two. All right? You got year two and three that the person had. Has a chazaka on these two. If the second set of witnesses, meaning for year number two, were found to be false, then he's still got year number three under his belt. That his chazaka has been on that land for at least 1 year. Okay. And, however, if the set of witnesses for year number three are found to be false, in other words, the most recent year he was on it, then he's got nothing. Enviadoklu. Then it says, if you say the witnesses regarding the first a year and the last year were the same witnesses. Hayu hen rishonim hen rayum nimtzav zolomim. Brishona, if they're found false regarding the year number one, enbiyadoklum, the whole thing falls apart. You have to explain why the whole thing falls apart in a minute. Shnia, regarding the, if you like, the year number two, they were found to be false. Hare biado, shanacha, at least he's got 1 year. What year does he have? Well, year number three, correct? Shlishit, if the third year is found to be, Harei be'ador shteishanim. At least he got the first 2 years, and we have to work it out then. It says, V'sefata says, Zot mashma nimtza k'Rabbi Zeira. Why? De'ilu mikano lahaba. If they were only found to be false from the time, in other words, we disregard them as being witnesses from the time the fan folds on onward, nifsal. Lama minam tzabazon rishon. Why do we say that if they're found to be false regarding year number one, Barishona, ain't by the klum. Why? Hare Bashashi idu ala shnia vala shlishit regarding year number two, number three. At the time that the different witnesses testified regarding year number two and those original witnesses regarding year number three, they hadn't been found to be false regarding year number one. So therefore, it must be the reason why ain't by the klum, meaning because of year number one, it's ruined, because it's found to be false regarding year number one. It's lamafre nifsal, and therefore, because these same set of witnesses testified regarding year number three, that's been done klum, because going back, all the testimonies are made is now cancelled. That's why it effectively cancels year number one and year number three. Okay? However, ila mishum kol shloshim bekerachad. The only way to explain this, to say explain why the whole thing falls apart, if you like, is if there were bekerachad once again. Which is why we explain it, Kerechad, which is that, again, there were Toch Kedidibu one from the other, that's why they're all linked. So the Gemara says, Vehechidami, Amar Imbe Mi'idin Allah Bekerechad, Veleshma Minaklum, like we just said. So just to explain, and there was a very important point, if you remember, we mentioned last time. It says, Velama Ne'emashi, if so Gam Kitten, so it says, Ve'i Kashi, if you've got the Kasha, Lama Ne'al Beshnia, in the case where only the witnesses regarding year number two. We found it before we said, Hare, he still gets year number one. I just thought you said if they're bekerach echad, they're all linked together. And once it's found to be false, the whole thing, like it basically destroys everything. It says, V'lo ne'emar she'yifsol gam kem shana rishon. Why don't we knock out the witnesses regarding the year number one as well? Shrei bekerach echad, they're all together. Now, this is the chap. Mishum dekaim elam hashta, command am mikano laba nifsal. Now this is fascinating. This is, if you remember, we explained it. I think we said this like the Chazon Yecheskel or something like that. He says that all that it, and there's a different explanation. I shouldn't read Rabino Peretz as well. The two something a little bit similar. In other words, the shita that holds mikano laba means it's only from that point going forwards. Kerech echad helps you, if you like, link things together. But still, meaning if I'm puzzling something, the thing that followed it also become puzzle, but only going forward. So you can go back, link everything that's with it going forward, but not link things that are prior to it. That's effectively what we said. I think the Lashon was in back in Bava Kamma. I can't remember. So don't worry about it. But that was effectively that was effectively the rationale. But then the Gemara says. Says lo at yada ella al yedei edut sagya. Now the way I explain it there, I'll just do it briefly because we spent most of the shiur on this piece. It's not even printed in the Gemara in front of you. Is it is the Rav Pula says hashas toched divrei Rav Bavar mamal. He says it's possible to understand that if we're talking about a case where it's like toch kedei dibur, because if you look at the Sima de Melta, because the lo iris Sima de Melta Rav Bishul bekatechad ubishlo eyo. It's not talking about they came toch kedei dibur one after the other. It's talking about when and lots of groups. So in terms of contextually, we can't explain, we can't apply Rav Baba's, sorry, Baba Mamal's explanation to that writer, and therefore that's not a good solution. Therefore, we must say at the end of the day, the conclusion is that it's the Edim Zomim the Mafreya Nifsal. Okay, beseder. Let's continue now with Halacha Zayin. Now the Mishnah says, "Elurim sheshlem chazaka." These things out of a chazaka, but elim sheim lechazaka. Now the type of chazaka we're talking about here, have to be careful about because we're talking about usage in the space. Till now, we've been talking about what's a chazaka. Chazaka is, I've been on the land for a number of years. I claim that I purchased it. I haven't kept the contracts, but because I've been there uncontested, I've got a good claim that it's really mine. Okay, that's what the chazaka we've been talking about. Here we're talking about usage of someone else's property. So, in other words, if I'm using someone else's property in a way that he'd normally protest to, then and he hasn't, then I've got a chazaka. Now, there's a discussion what this is like. Is it also that I have a claim and it's been there for 3 years? Therefore, I've got a claim that he sold me the right to use that property in that way. You can imagine someone's back garden and he says, "Can I use the space to store things?" And he buys the rights to do something like that. That's one way. However, there's machlokas rishonim. There could not even it, could, it doesn't even have to be that. It could be that it could even be a chazaka immediately, even without a ta'ana. It's almost like a mechila. Okay, but there's a machlokas rishonim in terms of why is this different to like a kinyan karka. But that's a more eon that will be on the scope of this year. So here we're saying hamamid bahima b'chetzer. Let's say someone who has his animal in a shared chatzer. Umami tanur v'kirayim v'rechayim, so an oven, a stove, a mill, or begadel tanur raising chickens. Who not tends ziblo b'chatzer, he puts his dung in the chatzer. There's no chazaka there. I mean, eventually, this is the type of thing that usually other occupants wouldn't really object to the usage in it. So he has no chazaka of usage. Aval if, however, asam lebeim mechitzak v'asarat tfachim v'chen latanur v'chen kirayim v'chen l'rechayim, if someone fenced off the area for all these things, or he bought chickens inside a house. It's all the expression of amok and gavoa, if you remember during when we learned Shvi'it. But he made a platform, a deep place specifically allocated for the Zevil. That's something more gavoa. That's something that a person normally object to. And if it's uncontested, again, each Rishon according to his understanding, he could have a chazak on that space. Meaning he can say, like, you've given me the rights to use the space in this way. Okay? Yeah, fair. Now the Gemara says, "Eidrim cheshem chazaka." So Amar Rabbi Lazar, "Nahag ashutafim liyot mevatrim." Not mevatrim, mevatrim la as the ala tarnagolim, which means it's usually the way of shutafim to be mochel on people to, if you have chickens in the shared chatzer, and that's what explained the Mishnah. There's no chazaka in that sense. Meaning, if eventually the neighbor says, "Time to get out," and says, "What you allow me to do that?" and says, "No, there's no chazaka." So Amar Yosef Matnita Lo Amar Ken. He says, one second, the Mishnah Nedarim, which is much more detail than we did in the Masechta Nedarim, says doesn't say that. Shnei, if people make a neder preventing each other from getting benefit from one another, then you know that Asun Legam Midrechaim Tanur V'Legadel Tanagolim, that the neder would prevent the neighbor from raising chickens in this chatzer. Mashma, what seems to imply, that's something where someone would be makbid on. They're not mevater. I mean, it's not considered a hefker space because you're gaining benefit from them.
Right.
And what's interesting here, the Penim Moshe explains, that's not answered really. The question and answer, we've got a stira. So the Penim Moshe says, Vashas, this is in the middle of the Zibura Matchil Matnita, he says, Vashas ul chashal doesn't even bother trying to answer it. Can v'samech adeshani lehatam, and it relies on what we said back there, meaning in Masechta Nedarim, de ka'amar mnei shenidro hanayah mizeh, because there why hana'ah, you've said don't want to get any benefit from you. Ha'im lo nidro hana'ah zeh mizeh stamu k'mevatrim elul. Now the fact that he's mevatir doesn't mean he's mafkir it. Mevatrim means I'm just happy for you to get benefit from me for nothing. That vitur, meaning I'm happy for you to enjoy it, that would still, even the concept of vitur, that would still be a violation of a neder. So, in other words, the two concepts aren't necessarily in conflict. Meaning, you can still say that the neighbors usually don't care if I use the space for the tarnagolim, this shared chatzer, but it would still be a violation of a neder if you made a neder. You're not getting an hanah from me. Oh, I don't want to get an hanah from you. Right? That would still be a violation. Okay, let's continue. This now Mishnah Chet. Hamarzev is a drain pipe, which is going like it's going down the end of a gutter. Okay, ain lo chazaka. It doesn't have a chazaka, but yesh makomo chazaka. But its place has a chazaka. Now we have to understand exactly what that means because it's a little bit confusing. Okay, what it mean? Ain makomo. It has a chazaka, but its place doesn't have a chazaka. A mazchila is a gutter. We've seen this before. That goes along the edge of the roof. We said, yes, that has a chazaka. Okay, and we explained before the impacts of that. Someone can't build a fence close to it if there's a gutter there. If you remember, you can't do a dalan more close to someone's gutter because you need space to access it. Okay, so Gemara says as follows. So Mishnah says, all right, Sulam HaMitzri Ein La Chazaka, which is a smaller type of ladder, but Tsuru is a more established one, Yesh La Chazaka. In other words, temporary things. When people aren't makbid, but if you use it, the fact you're using the space and haven't objected doesn't establish a chazaka, but things that are more permanent, yes. Chalon HaMitzri, which is a small type of window, Ein Lo Chazaka, there's no chazaka. Meaning, the fact you put in a window there doesn't give you a chazaka. This is type of very small window, we'll discuss it soon. Such that the neighbor, if he wants, can now put a wall in front of it. There's no chazaka. Because we explained before, there are limits if there's a window, the neighbor has a window of how, where you can place the wall, how high, the distance from the wall, from the window. Okay, so what's interesting here, but the assumption, I'll read the Mara Fulda. He says, when it comes to this chalon mitre, it's ktana, it's very small. He says, if the chalon was made just as more like a peephole, okay, derech shan to look the lishmor gagor, paradisot, look at the window, v'chalon, patuach, l'chatzar chavero. Aval im asa, but if it was made for light, that would be a different situation. She'en lo aro mitzad echer, he has no light from anywhere else. So that was his light access, El HaChalon Zeh, then it would have a chazaka. So it's not so pashut when it comes to this mitri that it's you just say in the chazaka. However, when it comes to tzuri, much more established, it has a chazaka. So I Ezu Chalon Mitzri, what's this Egyptian window? It says, Kol She'en Rosh Hashanah L'Adam Yacholi Kanes Betocha. Anytime that person's head can't fit in, it's very small. Rabbi Yehuda says, Im Yesh La Malben, if however there's an established nice window frame around it, even if it's so small, if someone's head can't fit through it, that would be a chazaka. Okay. Next, Marzev ein lo chazaka. Now, Reish Lakish amar laharichu la'archiv. Now, what does it mean? It doesn't have a chazaka, but its place has a chazaka. It's like I don't. It's very difficult to understand what that means. It has a chazaka or not? So Reish Lakish says no. Its place, meaning where it's located, coming down as a downpipe, has a chazaka. So mekomo yesh lo chazaka. However, laharchiv, laharich, to extend it or widen it, that's where it doesn't have a chazaka. That's what it means. Okay, fine. Yes. So Rav Yochanan Amar l'chol oto ruach. Now l'chol oto ruach, according to Rav Yochanan, means that it's has if it's on that side of the like of the wall of the house. Because the whole point of Marzev is you've got a gutter and you don't want it to go against the wall, so you put a drain pipe to bring it away from the wall. Okay? So, Mekomo Chazaka, he means on that entire face of the wall, it has a Chazaka. However, Ein Lo Chazaka means that the person can say, I don't want it over there, you're going to have to move it to the other end. You probably have to change the tilt of the gutter as well. But this drain pipe, you'd be able to move it to the other end. That's what the Rabbi Yochanan says. Gemara says, now, the Hatanina, what are you talking about? Hamaskila Yesh Lo Reshut Arba Amot. When it comes to the gutter itself, now we've been discussing the marzev, the downpipe. Not so confused. Now he's talking about the maschila, which is the gutter itself. So the gutter, it says maschila yesh lo reshut arba amot. In other words, we said you have to leave a space for amot in front of it. That was the whole point for access to the ladder access. So Gemara says ilach alameimar kol oto ruach. There, it clearly the gutter means the entire face of the wall. It has a chazaka. So Kavata Marzev, just as there when it comes to Mazchila, it means there's a chazaka on the entire face of the wall, meaning the Dalet Amot access for the entire face of the wall. So to the Marzev, the location, the downpipe, it also must have a chazaka entire wherever it is along the wall. Okay? So it fits in more better with Reish Lakish, Lo Kol Tzoruach. And it says, V'taniken, Makoma Marzev Bechatzer Yesh Lo Chazaka. Mokom Kiluchom Bechatzer Ein Lo Chazaka. We've got a bright to support this. The Makom Marzev, the location where it's situated coming down the wall, this Marzev, this downpipe, that is a Chazaka. Beautiful. That fits exactly with Reish Lakish and it's Kashna Rabbi Yochanan. However, the Makom Kiluchol Bechatzer Ein Lo Chazaka, meaning you can imagine the bottom of this pipe, it might have a. You see this on pipes, it doesn't usually go straight down, it has a little bend at the bottom that directs the water like away from the wall if it's going out into the street and not going down into the ground. So it says there that even the location of the downpipe has a chazaka, exactly like Reish Lakish. However, the makom kiluchol, the way it's directed, that doesn't have a chazaka. Okay. The next piece is Silom HaMitzri in the chazaka, but I think the next stuff is quite short, so we might stop a little bit earlier. Okay, to put an end to the day. okay, we'll do this next piece all the way there, because otherwise we're not going to halachat, which is one of the best much to do tomorrow. Okay, beseder.
Good.
Well, too, have a good one.